As you may know, I practice a profession for which there is no real name. What I have been doing for 40 years is practice the psychology of individual freedom. It's my job to corrupt young people with the contagious, infectious idea of individual freedom. It's my job to encourage you and to empower you to think for yourself, question authorities. LSD to America. Authorities. They wanted to drop LSD in the Russian Moscow water supply, reducing the Russians into loving Buddhas. Question. Authorities. Question. Authorities. One individual with electrons in his hand can bring down an empire. If you want to keep things moving, you should free the elements. Free the elements. Some people call that chaos. Any reality is an opinion. You make up your own reality. Wow. You're equipped with 100 billion neuron brain that's wired and fired, and it's a reality generating device. But you've got to do it. You've got to do it. I have probably used my brain, explored my brain, operated my brain, navigated my brain. From psychedelics to cybernetics, my brain has been inundated. My brain has been through a lot. Wow. In this new electronic cyberspace technology, there's no limit to imagination. Everybody gets the drug they deserve. Everyone gets the god they deserve. And everyone gets the electrons they deserve. Go for it all. reality is an opinion. You make up your own reality. Wow.
Thank you. It's like a cry for survival. A cry for survival. Survival for them and for us.
Bye.
It's like a cry for survival. A cry for survival. Survival for them and for us. It's a cry for that. It's a cry. It's a cry for survival. A cry for survival. For their survival and for our survival.
Saturday night in South London, hundreds of young people are gathering for the latest craze, an acid house party in a disused warehouse. Coaches will take them to a destination which has deliberately been kept secret to evade the police.
Where do you think you're going to?
Well, we don't know. It's quite a mystery.
That's the mystery about it.
This is acid, man. This is acid, man.
earlier party in the peaceful setting of Seven Oaks in Kent, which led to the most controversial policing so far. A raid on an acid house party ended in violence and led to over 20 formal complaints against the police. At midnight, about 60 policemen arrived. A group of them burst in to search for drugs. It was alleged that none of the group were in police uniform.
The first thing I saw, what appeared to be was a bunch of hooligans coming charging through the door with big black sticks flailing in the air, shouting, "Get on the effing floor, you lowlifes."
People that didn't get on the floor immediately were just beaten on the floor, beaten to the floor. It was incredible, incredibly mindless violence.
They were beating me as they took me out, they weren't just roughly handling me. And any policeman might have passed in the way, but taking a good sort of pot-like punch at me as well.
There were manic in there that just terrified me, and everybody who was there. I was really frightened.
Where do you think you're going to?
Mystery tour. We don't know, it's quite like mystery.
There's a mystery about it.
This is acid, man. This is acid. 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 This is acid, man. This is acid.
30-something years later. We'll be right back.
Thank you. ما يلحترن.